And here we go again with another podcast about tripping over my words like a little kindergarten kid. Guys, it's Tuesday, and unless Tyler passes out hardcore, this podcast will be posted Tuesday.
I'm not drunk.
Sometimes Tyler will go into a concussion or go into a coma of sleep.
Usually the episodes where we're drinking, I always end up not being able to post it.
Yeah, that day. Yeah, that is true. That is true. But yeah, we talk a little bit about the fight, NASCAR, some just overheating, some overheating going on. Not the cars, but the players themselves overheating.
The drivers, yeah.
The drivers. And talk a little bit about Corona movies, getting back to going to movie theaters. And hopefully that movies in movie theaters will still exist for the next so many years. It can go away after I die, but I love movie theaters, guys. So
drive-ins,
drive-in theaters,
sharks.
We got to get to a drive-in. Yeah, we should try to get down to the drive-in as soon as it opens up for regular movies. That'd be fun.
But do you know when that's going to happen?
July 1st is probably.
Is that like new movies?
Yeah, okay. I mean, because they're advertising the new movie.
Okay.
Which I can't think of it. Russell Crowe's in it. Looks good. Suspenseful.
I would imagine things are going to be slow. Things will be slow for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, a little bit of a slow startup.
Yeah.
Won't be having all the movies, you know. Because those first couple of weeks, those movies will probably struggle. Like, hopefully they give them a chance and they're just cut them off after a couple of weeks. But, you definitely
will. Will they struggle or will they do really well?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, I feel like plenty of people, and depending on what area, they'll be pumped to get into the movie theater.
You know?
But they're probably going to be putting only sitting every other seat or something.
Yeah, that's like a good point. Ticket sales.
Just sit with your friends or whatever and have a space between you. So
good point.
Somebody's going to get yelled at when they come in by themselves and sit between two groups and fill in a seat.
That asshole. Unbelievable. Is that what we talked about in this episode?
Yeah, that's about it. Anything that you talked about was completely shit.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. Yep, I think we're on the same page.
I'm just kind of pulling Tyler along for the fun, you know? What you call the weakest link.
That's not true. Nala's the weakest link.
I just look him in the eyes and I just see nothing but dead space. I'm not sure if he has a soul, guys. He's definitely a redhead deep down.
Wow.
Soulless.
Wow.
Soulless ginger.
All right. Let's just get into the episode. Yeah.
Yeah. I have nothing else negative to say.
Good. Let's just.
Definitely nothing positive to say. I love you, Tyler.
I got to go take my dog outside.
Let's just get on into it then.
Okay.
Please put your seats out in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on. And here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler. Podcast coming at you hot and heavy on a Tuesday. Yeah, boy.
Dude, you can't get coming in hot off of your mind, can you?
Coming in hot. Did I do that in a previous podcast?
Well, we named one of our like last three episodes coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Well, not. Well, yeah, one of them. Yeah. I can't. Oh, yeah, because it was hot. It was, you had it freaking boiling in here where I was literally hot.
Yeah, you're fine.
Tyler, how was your weekend, sir?
That was a good weekend. What did I do this weekend? What's today? Today's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
What did I do over the weekend?
Normal chill weekend at Mary and Poopa's.
Well, chilling. I guess we probably should. We watched the fights.
Watched the fights. It was a blast.
That was fun.
Tyler.
Fell asleep.
Like,
whatever.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you're tired and you fight that sleep, especially when you're working as much as you are, I mean.
Well, you got to think. I was up. I didn't take a nap before you came over for the fights.
I know, dude.
I woke up at 10 p.m. the previous night. So I was awake for 26 hours when I finally fell asleep. But I made it through almost all of it. I really only missed half of Cody Garbrandt's fight. And then I didn't get...
you said you were going to bed right in the middle of that amazing fight.
No, that was after the fight. I went to bed after that.
Oh, no, you did catch
it. Because I saw the knockout.
Your eyes were closed, though. You had to rewatch it.
I woke up at the knockout.
Yeah,
and
which was amazing.
I woke up and you were like, dude.
Which you were cheering for that guy. He basically the guy kept on moving it, and he was just watching him moving closer, and he ducked down like he's like, it's like you're loading a spring toy, and he turns, ducks down, and just pops up.
It was so fast.
Nails him so fast.
So fast.
And he's out like a light.
That was like a light. That was a nice knockout, though, for sure. Copyrighted. Yeah, calm down over there.
That was really good. And there was another good knockout, too. The crazy hair guy got a good knockout.
That was a good one. And then I missed the entire Amanda Nunes fight, but you said she just destroyed.
Just destroyed her.
Felicia Spencer.
It's amazing the chick didn't, get knocked out, but she hung in there, but she was not getting any good. I mean, she was just like a rag doll getting just nailed. She had a big at the end of four. She was getting a big hematoma.
I think is what it's called. Yeah.
Literally,
it looks like a bulge in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pressure building up.
Yeah, and the guys were saying, the announcers, Joe Rogan and the other guy, were saying they should call it right now. They need to throw in the towel. And she went for the last round. In fact, but it was getting big, and they put that ice cold thing or whatever on her forehead.
Yeah.
And it soaked it up. It pushed it down pretty good. Like,
those are gnarly looking, dude.
Like, yes. Oh, my gosh. There was one chick fight where...
I know which one you're talking about, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody knows about that one. Yes. That one was bad.
She looked like the Elephant Man.
Yeah, that was not good.
She looked crazy. She had two big ones on her. Mm-hmm. Like, one was...
You would think her skull cracked and her brain was slipping out of her head.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Those are insane.
Yeah, those are pretty disgusting.
I don't know what exactly happens there with... I don't know what the science is behind that or whatever. Like,
yeah.
What's the
do you want to find
biology
out?
Behind that happening? Sure. I'm kind of curious.
If you tell me how to usually, you tell me how to spell it. So hematoma is
like
Google
basically
it.
Someone gets punched and a big bubble pops up. Looks like a big ass blister that where the whole entire skin just pops up and it looks like you have a gigantic growth on your forehead. And I'm guessing you can have them anywhere on your head. I don't know if they can be anywhere in your body.
So hematomas can become quite large and collect enough blood to cause low blood pressure and shock. Very large hematomas can displace organs, cause organ dysfunction, and may require surgery to repair damage. Bruises rarely require treatment, but some hematomas can be quite dangerous. They look disgusting.
Yeah.
It's a large leakage, often from blood vessels, causing blood to pool. Yeah, those are pretty gross. But good fights overall, right?
Yeah. Then Sunday, there was a NASCAR race, and I was watching a good chunk of that. I was really distracted by my phone because, there was no wrecks. It was not exciting, but... So,
well, hey, that's not if the only there's thing no slowdown
at all, you're getting exhausted. You are constantly racing. You're constantly on edge. There's no downtime where you're just slow and just chilling a little bit. That happens a lot when there's a lot of accidents. And this one, I don't know if two that seemed like maybe it was really hot too. Maybe it was the first race day where it was crazy hot. But afterwards, one of the, I think his name's Bubba. Bubba Wallace was passing out. They picked him up off the ground and he had basically fainted.
No shit.
Picked him up and set him down. And the lady's interviewing him. It was I feel better now. Feel good.
Oh shit.
And she's he's not okay. She's like, are you okay? He is not okay. And they cut away because he was blacking out.
So what happened?
I don't know all the details. Yeah, I don't know what the news report is on it because they didn't really have an after show or come back to him. But they did come back to him again. He was okay. Give him some water and stuff. But there was another guy that was outside the vehicle and just sitting there he looked just completely exhausted.
I would imagine severe dehydration.
Yeah, probably. I think maybe all the racers got together the night before.
Yeah, here it is. Bubba Wallace faints during live NASCAR interview.
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Of course, isn't.
And I called Nan and Poopa to talk to them and see what they thought of it. and they were behind like 20 laps. So I waited for them to catch up because they had rewound it. And she called me back and said they missed the last two laps because it cut away to another show or something.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they did. They like rewound it. They weren't watching it live.
Rewound it. So once it didn't let them finish it.
I think that's probably what happened.
Fuck Hulu. Fuck you, Hulu. I guess they needed to have it taped. They needed to push tape, which you probably can record quite a bit of stuff. But yeah, so I told him who won.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't look good.
Yeah, he did not look good. The interview.
I'm watching the interview. I just didn't play the audio.
Yeah, his eyes are like he like looks completely fine, and then he just goes into it. It just hits him all of a sudden, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's not good.
But yeah, that's a little embarrassing too. Like right in the middle of the interview.
So like you got to think. I mean, you are in one of those race cars. Super hot. There's no, you don't have like AC units or anything. Yeah,
you don't
have
AC in those?
No, everything inside of a NASCAR is placed in there to give you horsepower. That's it. Anything that takes away from horsepower is going to make your car slower. So if there's AC, that's going to pull away energy from the engine. It's going to make your car slower at the end of the day. So like everything inside of those cars, for sure. Everything is to get as much horsepower as possible to make sure your car is the fastest.
They do have just like a way to bring air into it. Mm-hmm. They have a way, but that's all, I guess, all they have. And that can help enough to they don't die.
Sure.
But like, that's dangerous, man. You better be drinking water the entire time.
Like, I would imagine, like, I know some drivers, you will see, like, they have water bottles in the car, but like, they got to have something to where they've got like a water system. But even at the end of the day, water's going to hold. Water's going to hold weight. That's more energy that your engine is going to use. You know, if you have what, like 5 gallons of water, how much weight is that? I know it's not a lot, but that's energy that your engine's going to use. You know, you're going to be slower than the other guy. You want a competitive advantage against your other racers, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's crazy.
I couldn't imagine being cooped up in one of those cars for 4 hours. Racing nonstop like that, you would have to be in ridiculous shape to do something like that. Like your endurance would have to be very high, being tense at all times.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's amazing. Hopefully we get to go to the race. I went to my first race 2 years ago with the
fam. Going. We'll be able to go.
And yeah, life is getting back to normal. And then guess spontaneous too. They started letting California open up their restaurants and stuff, and because they were letting them only do carry out or whatever. And Joe Rogan had, I guess, a favorite restaurant of his and a chef come on. That was kind of different.
Yeah, but you told me about that one. I didn't watch that episode.
I watched bits and pieces, but then there was a clip. I love Joe Rogan's clips because if there's something in particular that you want to
his highlight clips.
Highlight clips, about, yeah. That you can watch that. And he did one on I got a motion at my place making sure my place wasn't getting broken into. Good old Ring. Shout out to Ring. Sponsor us.
Yeah.
You know, because they're struggling. Poor Amazon. Poor Amazon. What was I just saying?
You were talking about Joe Rogan's podcast, the clips, the highlights.
So he gave tips on making a good steak. And something was interesting that I never heard before is which I've definitely heard of this, cooking with high heat. You cook with high heat, but he puts it on, then he takes it off, puts it back on, takes it off. He'll take up to an hour to cook one steak because somehow it doing that is better for the flavor of the steak and everything. He puts it on, then he takes it off. I was like, that's crazy. And then if there's like a bone, a T-bone, they'll set it up right where the heat will go through the bone and that will help cook it evenly or whatever. But yeah, take it on, put it on, put it off.
What's the advantage to that?
I don't know. I can't remember if he said it before, but like, I mean, I guess you're just kind of waking up that heat in it, and then you're shocking it, I guess, in a way, and putting it on and off. So interesting. So I guess he's
gonna try it.
I'll give it a little bit of a try. Maybe next time I do a steak.
I mean, you've seen his steaks that he's cooked before. Like, the man is a chef.
Oh, no, this is a guest on the show.
Oh, that's okay,
professional chef. In fact, he's one of the only chefs that does cooks pasta from scratch. Like, hand makes the pasta.
The noodles.
Hand makes the, yeah. So I didn't really know that was so uncommon. But I thought that was... I mean, there's always different seasonings and stuff you can do, but that's the first time I've heard something as far as cooking it differently. Like, taking it, put it on, take it off, put it on. I have to listen to it again. I don't know if you said how many seconds to lay it on, but I'm guessing just like for 15 seconds maybe, then take it off. Like,
that would be a long process, right?
Yeah, and that George Foreman would be perfect for that too, because that's higher heat. And then I guess just trap it in there maybe for 10 seconds, then take it out. I don't know.
That's By the crazy. Way, when are you going to deliver my new George Foreman grill?
Call FedEx and see what they say.
Dude, come on.
Right?
I got food. I'm ready to cook. I don't have George Foreman grill.
Okay, that's the first time you mentioned something about having to cook, wanting to use it to cook.
Yeah, I bought fish.
Yeah?
I can't remember what kind of fish. I bought some fish.
Tilapia?
No, not tilapia. Fuck, I can't remember what kind of fish.
No, I
got it from the store.
It's gotta be tilapia. I don't see you spending more money on something more nicer.
I got it from the frozen food section.
Turn the AC on for me. Wow, you got it 70 in here.
It's always been at 70.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Hey, don't cuss around Jesus, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh my, no. Lord, he's just joking. Please don't strike him dead.
Dude, I found a game that we should play sometime.
Tyler needs a haircut. What game is this?
I don't know what it's called. Barstool Sports tweeted it. But I want you to watch the video and kind of explain what you're seeing while you're watching it. It's somebody's TikTok, but it looks fun. I think we should play it some Sunday.
Someone's just playing the...
Just watch it. It'll go through a couple times. You'll kind of get the you'll grasp the concept of it.
So, put a bottle, and then somebody goes and hits the ball. You don't want to get hit by the ball?
Correct. It's a baseball.
Dude, that seems dangerous. I know there's one where you can just do it with like a regular ball. I don't know if you do. It'd be hard, so hard to hit somebody too if that's the goal. Oh shit!
Yeah, somebody got hit.
Yeah, we do like a waffle ball or something, which we have those, don't we? Dude, regular baseball, we're gonna have.
Don't be a pussy.
Dude, our cousins, your sisters are gonna be crying.
Okay, so what's happening in this is it starts off as spin the bottle. Everybody stands in a circle. Spins a bottle. The bottle lands on you. You have to run and grab the bat that's laying like a couple feet away. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is running in the opposite direction away from you.
As soon as it stops moving.
As soon as the bottle lands on you. You grab the bat. There's a ball positioned behind you on a... What do they call those things? They use them in T-ball. Something that just holds the baseball up. Your goal is to hit that baseball and hit the people that are running away from you.
No.
You're not a fan.
There's a more fun version.
You're not a fan.
There's a more fun version.
Okay.
I think somebody's going to get hurt.
That's the point.
Dude, no. We're not going to hurt. All right, all right.
I'll hear you out.
Okay.
What?
Here's a more fun version.
Okay, go ahead.
And we have a good supply of it over there, too. You regular spin the bottle. I saw this on Jake Paul's stories or something. Spin the bottle, you know, just like that. Whoever it lands on picks up an egg and tries to hit everybody running away. And we have a connection with egg because there's
chickens. We do have a weird connection
with
eggs.
There's chickens at my cousin's house, Tyler's aunt, and she has a plethora of eggs. And that would be fun.
But nobody would get hurt. That would be
fun. No, but you get all nasty. Who wants to get nailed by an egg? And it can still hurt. It can still sting.
Not really.
Not
like a
bet?
Not like a baseball.
No, not like a baseball, but it can still sting, and that would be fun.
But I would imagine the adrenaline rush that you would get knowing that, oh my God, there's a baseball coming at me would be crazy.
Nah, that's not a good idea.
All right.
But, dude, eggs, it would be perfect.
We'll see.
That would be perfect.
I'll say I'm throwing an egg, but you'll see what I'm really throwing.
You asshole. You're going to end up hitting somebody.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. But it looked fun. Hi, Nella. Nice to see
but
you,
dude,
too.
With eggs, that would be blast. That would be I would totally be game for that. It would be so much fun.
How could we turn that into a drinking game?
take a drink, then you spin it. Ooh. Everybody takes a quick drink, and then you spin it. And the person that gets nailed has to take another drink.
Or if it lands on you, you have to take a drink.
What's that?
If it lands on you, you have to take the drink.
Yeah.
Then you throw it. But if it doesn't land on you, you keep running.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take a drink. Yeah, that would work. Except it would
wait,
be
you have to take a drink before you, like you spit. It lands on you. You got to take a drink before you throw it.
Yes.
Everybody's gonna be so far away by then.
No, I'm talking shots.
I feel like
not at all. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Dude, this would be so much fun with eggs, man. We should do it.
All right. Well, I'm trying to make it.
There's a chance it might offend Nana. I don't know. She might.
I'm trying to make it a little.
Those chickens cooking those eggs.
I'm trying to make it a little interesting, and Seth is just. He's not having it today.
Dude, I'm game for it. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know if Nana Pua want to see us getting fucked up in their backyard.
Lost in their backyard.
Not that it hasn't happened before, but. Yeah. Oh my gosh, man! We got a. That's. Nana Poopa's backyard is where the fire pit podcast happened.
Correct.
And we chose to not.
Yeah, we're not gonna.
The second part.
Oh man!
If you go back through our podcast, you'll see that there is a part one of Under the Stars, and there's no part two. What do you say, oh man? To
that Snapchat that I just got.
What is it? Who's it? Is your girlfriend?
It's not my girlfriend. Somebody invited me to come swim.
Like skinny dip?
No, come swim. It's summer. It's the daytime. They want to swim.
Like, wants you to swim on her face?
No. No.
You can after this podcast. Yeah? You gonna go skinny dipping with her? Is she cute? She's not, huh? She's not cute. Oh, she's super hot.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if skinny dipping happens to happen, you're okay with that?
Yeah, I gotta go see you.
You're just trying to take your clothes off, and you're just like, oh, whoops, you are hot. Excuse my erection.
Just ignore me. Damn, why didn't you tell me I had a Snapchat? That was an important Snapchat.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I didn't notice it. I just didn't say anything.
That was very important, jackass. You see this video? I thought this was funny as shit. I've been on a video thing.
Yeah. UPS guy is flipping off the FedEx guy as he drives by.
I thought that was
great.
There's
another video, too, where, like, they have their... That might be the same place. I don't know. There's a...
flips him the double bird.
The UPS and the FedEx guy end up in the same garage lifting weights, trying to outdo each other
shit.
Or something. I don't know. Like, the way it cuts away, I don't know if they're in there at the same time or whatever, but it's hilarious. It's really funny, but that is super funny. Like, he takes his job fucking serious.
Fuck yeah, he saw that truck driver. Gives him the dope. Oh, fuck that truck right there. That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing wrong with a little healthy competition.
Yeah, there was a little bit of bad FedEx. Shenanigans that went on where, where the drivers were like, black driver was delivered a package and then like, he got blocked off by a neighbor of some sort it's one of those crazy neighbors that are like, part of the HOA. I'm the HOA president.
Oh my God.
Block this guy that is trying to deliver packages. And you can tell his vehicle is a delivery truck.
Why was he trying to block
him? How did you get in here? Like, how else do you get into a place? They give you a code if you're delivering a package to them. And like, he ended up recording him and stuff and it went viral, but, it was a FedEx guy. And I don't know, something happened where like they were laid off or something, which didn't make any sense.
The driver was?
The driver was or something. I don't know. Now I feel like I'm misremembering.
Misremembering.
Well, because I remember I was like, well, if the driver does anything wrong, which the driver didn't do anything wrong in this situation, maybe I'm thinking of another story. It was like, well, the FedEx doesn't, you've told me this, they don't even hire their own drivers.
It's all contracted.
Which is funny, you know. I mean, I guess they still want them to represent the company because they have them wear their shirts and everything.
Correct.
But they're still privately contracted, which is interesting how that works. Now, all the, I'm talking to Tyler about this because Tyler works for one of these companies. And I won't tell you which one, but are all of them like that? FedEx and UPS?
UPS, it's all union.
All union. Okay, so they own. So I wonder if it costs more or less to. I would think it would cost less to, like, have your own trucks and stuff. I mean, well,
I don't know.
Maybe up front, yeah, but in the long run, you would save money. But up front, like, it would probably be a lot more expensive.
You got to think though, UPS services all of their trucks. But, like,
yeah,
FedEx does not service their vans, their vehicles, because they don't own them. The contractors do.
Well, they're definitely making – the contractors are making some good money, or they wouldn't be doing it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so, I mean, oh, yeah. It's got to be – it's interesting. But anyways, enough about this boring shit that Tyler brings up.
That's weird.
New and exciting.
I don't think I brought that one up. That's weird.
New and exciting. What?
I don't think I brought that one up. That's weird.
Hey, go turn some water into wine. I'm thirsty. Okay, Lord, forgive me for that one.
Wow, that was, yeah.
Tyler decided to, did you wear your hair like this at work today?
No. I don't wear my hair down in public, honestly. It's always up.
I know, it looks, you look kind of crazy. Like, I'm either, like, you're the rock star, or I'm wondering where your Christian t-shirt is.
You think it's too long?
Yes, you kind of look creepy when you have your hair down like that. It's like down like this. Like, I just imagine some black makeup on your eye or whatever.
No.
Like Kurt Cobain, eat your heart off. You could definitely do, like, play Kurt Cobain in his 20s. Like, in a movie.
You always keep calling me Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, that's, it pops in my head. I guess his hair was more blonde. His hair might have been dyed blonde.
Let me see.
Definitely dyed too soon.
Let me see.
But yeah,
my hair's longer than
him. I am looking forward to movie theaters opening back up. So, if you noticed during that fight, that there is an advertisement for a movie coming out July 1st. So hopefully, it should be July 1st. Movie theaters are going to start opening then. If they got a promotion for a movie coming out July 1st, and it looks like a very interesting movie. Russell Crowe, I miss movie theaters so much. I am probably going to spend so much money on movie theaters in July. Miss sneaking food in the movie theaters.
Yeah.
Did
we talk about the time that you went across the street during a movie?
Grabbed a six-pack of beer and milk. Some cookies and milk.
Yeah, did we talk about that?
I'm pretty sure we did. We had to. That was a long time ago. We definitely did.
Dude, we went to the movies. And for whatever reason, we were already in the theater, and Seth said, I want some milk and cookies.
I've already seen that movie, too.
Yeah, like, do you think they sell milk and cookies? Like, no, Seth, we're at a movie theater. He's like, I'm going to go to the gas station across the street.
No milk.
I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm going to go to the gas station real quick across the street. You went to the gas station. You bought beer, milk, cookies. I have one question, sir. How did they let you in with a grocery bag?
Oh, I was... Yeah, I know. They really died. But I said, you guys didn't have milk.
God.
I even asked them for cups. They gave me cups.
What the fuck, man? What movie theater were we at? Do you remember?
Tiffin? I think it was Tiffin. It was the one. We had to drive a little ways to it, I think, because it wasn't in Fremont.
You're right. We did go to Tiffin. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Which is a nice theater. There's, like, nobody in there.
It's a little mall theater.
This motherfucker always makes us sit at the top of the movie theater where we might as well just
download
the
fucking movie. Is there a better spot?
No, there isn't. You might as well download the movie if you're going to sit back that far.
So where do you want to sit, sir?
The sound is complete shit. The sound is complete shit. And the screen is the size of your motherfucking laptop.
Bullshit.
Dude, I like the middle. I like, dude. I'm like, and for the most part, anytime I go to the movies, I'm probably gonna be paying for your movie. So, like, we're definitely sitting, or I'll pay for your movie just so we'll sit where I want to sit.
So you're saying the sound is better, the acoustics are better in the middle.
None of my cousins like to go to the movies. I have to bribe them all to go to the movies with me. I used to have the hookup too with MoviePass.
Yeah, that was an ancient thing, huh?
Yeah, I used that like crazy. I got two of them so I could use them for anybody that wanted to go with me. And
that was cool while it lasted.
Our cousin Sam, she usually went with me quite a bit. But yeah, that was great. The company went up because they were basically,
They went down.
They went, did I say up?
Yeah,
I
said up. They went down.
They went down. They went whoop. Yeah. Down, down, down. And yeah, so they went down. not up.
Yeah. They wouldn't be going up in this type of environment anyways.
So for 10, well, no, they would have been fine because a lot of people would have canceled their membership. They would have recovered a little bit because there's probably plenty of people that would have canceled their membership and then still paid that because it's a bitch to try to get it back. They would like once you cancel it. So it was $10 a month and you could see when it first came out, you could see a movie a day, which made no sense. Then they were paying. Their concept is like a lot of people are going to get the membership, not think about it, only go to a movie like once a month, if that, sometimes sure. Skip months. And yeah, that happens. I mean, that happens to people. Man, I saw.
But, Seth, saw, then there's people like you.
Probably saw like 5 to 10 movies a month. And, but the company was losing a lot of money because it doesn't work. Like, so basically, they were just paying for the movies because you would go on an app, on the MoviePass app, you would check into the movie, and it would load the money onto the card, and then you would go into the movie theater, and you would slide the card. So you couldn't do anything pre-pay stuff on, like, unless you went into the theater, you could do that ahead of time.
So they were literally paying for every movie that you went and saw.
Yeah, and I was only paying $10 a month.
So where exactly, that $10 a month couldn't be the only way that they were making money, though. Or is it? Was that the only way?
Their concept was that the majority that they had control of all these, you could advertise to these people through email and stuff. And then their thought was to get a part of the concessions from the movie theaters because they like a certain percentage of the movie theater. And a lot of these people were spending money on concessions when they weren't as much as they used to. Not me. I stay away from concession for the most part unless I'm in a super mood for some popcorn.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm usually bad and like snuck in food. Now, theater in Nashville, that was nice. And we would order food all the time.
Yeah, that was different.
Had dine in theater.
Yeah, that's a different experience.
Now, at AMC, which sound like AMC, I hope AMC can hold on. They've lost billions. I'm hoping they open back up come because I miss AMC. But Dale and I, my brother, we did a really good thing there where we, for $20 a month, since that movie, but we missed our movie pass thing because that was amazing. But for this really nice theater, for $20 a month, we can see 3 movies a week. So that's a killer deal. 12 movies in a month, about 12 movies a month for $20. I mean, you can't beat that, man. That's a killer deal. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, other than the $10 deal that I used to have, but this is even 3D movies, IMAX movies, all that. Cause this is a very nice movie theater. And then we would just, with that membership, I mean, we were saving a lot of movie tickets. So we'd go out to eat anyways. So a lot of times we'd eat there at the restaurant or at the dine-in theater.
Now, did you going to the movie so often make the nostalgia kind of wear off a little bit? Cause like there's a feeling that you get when you like go to the movies to like see a brand new movie. Maybe a little bit,
but I didn't notice it. Okay. I didn't notice it, but yeah, it's gonna feel amazing
to go back now. For sure. Oh my
gosh, it's gonna feel amazing.
It'll feel weird.
I definitely will probably have to get me a popcorn and Coke just because it's been so such a long time. So hopefully they're gonna go. We're gonna start back up. July 1st. I mean, they had the advertisement for what was the name? I said the name of the movie, but Russell Crowe is in it. It's called something.
Yeah, I forget the name of it. You did say it though.
Yeah, I remember the name of it, but it looks intriguing. It's basically him dealing with road rage. He gets pissed off at somebody that cuts him off or whatever, and she doesn't want to apologize, and he gets super upset, and he goes after her hardcore and like basically stalks her and everything. It seems like he's trying to kill her. Like it's crazy. Like. It's very intriguing. It's kind of like Changing Lanes kind of feel to it. If you've ever seen Changing Lanes, that's an amazing movie with a couple of really big actors. Changing Lanes, yeah, that's a good one. That was back in the 2000s, I think.
The weird thing about movies is, like, movie theaters is they don't have to exist.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, but there's nothing like that experience. I don't know what I would do without that experience. That would suck. I mean, I would guess I would get used to it, but oh my gosh, it sucks enough that like drive-in theaters don't exist as much like they used to. Mm-hmm. Drive-ins is also an amazing experience. Be able to chill in your vehicle and watch a movie.
My sisters just went to the drive-ins too.
Yeah. They went and saw a couple. There's no new releases yet, but they saw
the older Grease and Footloose.
Yeah. And usually they'll have two movies. Of course, they don't play till late. They don't play till it's dark. But usually it's a really good deal.
Dude, I haven't gone to the drive-ins in years. I can't even remember the last time I went.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. There was one in Northwest Arkansas, but I hadn't been there in years. But yeah, you can see two movies. And it was, it's a blast.
We should go this summer.
Dude, I'm totally game. I'd love to.
That'd be fun.
I haven't been in so long.
You know, I'm going. Oh, hold up. I gotta reply to the snap. See what's going on here.
If at a little bit of drive, we can do a podcast on the way to the drive-in. I think it's like, 45 minutes away?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, they made a comeback because of Corona. A lot of them still stayed open and stuff and were able to stay open because, I mean, you don't have contact with people other than when you're buying the ticket or whatever, and they just try to keep that area clean and all that. But there's even somebody that got married that way at a drive-in.
At the drive-in?
Yep, a couple got married. I think that was in Ohio somewhere. But yeah, there's a handful of them in Ohio. But yeah, for the most part, I mean, there's nothing like with it. I mean, that used to be the staple. Like, I don't know, maybe there was just as many of those as regular theaters. I'm not sure.
Maybe not.
Probably not.
Maybe not.
But
that.
Yeah, the thing is, it takes a lot of space. So you're usually out of town. They're usually never in town.
Yeah, they got to be out of ways.
But there's the one in Arkansas. It was right between two towns. It's in this big field, but it's in between two towns, and it's like just off an exit. So that was pretty convenient. But that was always a nice, easy way for us all to go to the movies for cheap, being in college, because it was like $12, and we can just fit as many people in a vehicle, and you can take trucks and stuff. You just had to send them back two rows. And then we had a friend too that went to the University of Arkansas, and he was a volunteer for the fire department. He could get in for $1. So everybody in the vehicle was able to get in for $1, not each, just $1, and we all got in. So that was killer.
Damn.
But yeah, good times. And they always play two movies.
Yeah. See, I want to go. Like, I got a truck. I want to.
Yeah,
use the bed of my truck. Yeah, hell yeah!
In the back of that, and
open up the back window. Listen to the sound coming from behind you.
Oh hell yeah! Take a lot of pillows.
It'd be fun as shit, dude.
Oh yeah.
We should do it. You know I'm going next week, starting, going down to 4 days a week.
Right. Okay. So you did talk to your boss, and that's happening
4 days a week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. I will be Monday through Thursday.
12 hours a day, 4 days a week.
Oh yeah.
Right. So you're still getting. I mean, at some point, are they going to consider you full time?
Nah.
They just won't do it.
Nah. Nope.
Dude, you're a fucking supervisor, and they won't let
it'll,
you have.
It'll always be part time with an asterisk.
How do you, sure. Isn't there is there no staff that works full time technically?
One.
Really?
One out of eight.
Was he somebody that had been there for a long time or something?
Yeah. But I don't know. That position's kind of like going away almost.
Do they get away from not offering you certain benefits by being part time?
No. Not specifically. Get the same vacation as full timer.
Then why do they do that? What is the point to that?
I'm not too worried about it, I guess.
Huh. I would think there would be some more benefits to them having full-time staff. Usually government,
like some type of government.
Would appreciate having more full-time staff, like breaking your taxes or something. I don't know.
Either way.
On their taxes, you know.
4 days a week would be nice.
That would be very nice. Still getting some overtime, so you still get a nice check. Mm-hmm. So, it kind of sucked at first with the how much your rent was here, but now, I mean, if you're going to continuously work in 48, then you're doing just fine, I guess, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of weird the way things work out, right?
Yeah. It's kind of just like a lot of people lost their jobs and your job just blew up and they were hiring like crazy too.
Still are.
That's crazy.
It's the times we live in, Seth.
The times that Corona.
It's kind of...
Our friend.
It's a dead art, man. Doesn't exist.
Corona?
Yeah. Doesn't exist. I just read something that said... Hold up. Saw it on Instagram, I think. I think Rogan posted it. Yeah, hold up. He did. Joe. Something about Corona here. Asymptomatic spread of coronavirus is very rare. COVID-19 does not easily spread via contaminated surfaces, the CDC says.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't, I heard about that like a week or so ago.
Yeah.
They were freaking out on how long it lives on certain objects. Completely bullshit.
Yep.
So we thought it lived longer on certain different types, and it doesn't survive anywhere as close to what they were thinking.
It's weird shit.
Which is so crazy that they had all these times they thought it would survive on certain objects. Completely bullshit. Like, how they would just pulled that shit out of their ass.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
I think...
it's like making it us panic more than we should have. You know?
I think that the history books about coronavirus in 2020 will be interesting to read.
Yeah.
Like, when we're older, how much information is going to be published, how much information is going to leak about what has happened over the past handful of months, you know, when we're in our 60s, 70s. Like, what are things that we're going to learn that have happened that we might not know of right now?
So, Forbes is pretty reputable from what I know. So I was looking at their website and I saw it. Somebody had posted a screenshot of it. And then I found the article on Forbes.com and I was trying to make sure it was on that Forbes, you know, with some space in there and some like fake website, but it's a legit Forbes website. And they were posting about Switzerland had tested the coronavirus and found that it was man-made. And so I was like, I haven't heard anything else on that, but I was like, that's crazy. Like, I don't see Forbes just posting a conspiracy. Of course, a lot of these, you know, you can't trust news articles a lot of times nowadays anyways.
Sure.
But that just seems crazy. But a lot of people were wondering about that too, you know, the way it just, it's so weird. It's such, it almost seems man-made too in the way it is too, I mean, that just seems like some kind of biological weapon that would not hurt some people and like you'd have no effects at all. And then others, you're dead within a week. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. Which, I mean, that's usually because you're older and stuff. But still, the normal person, like, it's flu for some person, and it's some people will get no symptoms at all.
Sure.
It's crazy. But, I don't know, hopefully more truth comes out about it and get the real statistics, which seems like it's pretty skewed because a lot of people are posting online that, you know, their grandma or whatever was dying of old age or just dying for cancer and that they were putting right on there that they died from Corona when they didn't die from Corona because supposedly they're getting more money or whatever. And so they're just straight up lying about people having Corona when they didn't even have it. So that's weird too. And that was like, okay, well, Seth, that's just a conspiracy. Well, from what I understand, a lot of people have posted that online that's happened to them. That's collaborated through a lot of people that's experienced that. So
Did you see a guy in Australia died by shark attack?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, just happened like yesterday, 2 days ago. What's today, Tuesday?
Surfing
in Australia.
Man, it's quite a crazy thing. Like, I mean, I guess the numbers have gone up,
you know, and people have died, but like, I mean, still you're less likely to get bit or even way less likely to die than be in a car accident or anything else, you know? I mean, you're safe in the lake, in the ocean for the most part.
Here's the thing, though. Think about the statistics of that. How often am I swimming around sharks? Like, Seth, I'm pretty confident I'm not going to die by a shark attack.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm in a car way more often. Statistically, man, I don't see. I don't know. Like, you would say I'm less likely to get bitten by a shark or eaten by a shark than I am to get in a car accident.
Well, you know,
but you spend so much more time in my car. Obviously, statistically, that is true.
Okay.
But is it the same for like a surfer?
It's usually their surfers that get bit. Somebody needs to design a suit where the fucking shark doesn't think that you're a fucking seal.
Have you
all
ever,
these suits look like seals. They all look that same color.
Have you ever seen, do you know what a hex suit is?
Hex? Yeah. Is that some kind of new thing?
No. I wanted to buy one for hunting, but people do use this hex suit for hunting. Basically what it is, it's a full body suit, obviously this one's specifically for hunting. But what it does is it blocks your electromagnetic waves that your body produces. So like animals have a tough time telling that you're even there because it's blocking all these signals. So specifically with like sharks, I want to find like a video to show you. Hex suit in ocean. It's a very interesting thing. Hex Aquatic homepage here. Sorry, my phone's kind of small.
Since its launch in 2010, Hex Stealth Screen was considered to be the most controversial piece of technology in the hunting and outdoor industry. Almost 10 years later, and with over 200,000 pieces sold, the technology has proven its effectiveness in the field, resulting in a multi-million dollar business. Our patented technology has utilized the Faraday cage principle to block the body's naturally occurring human energy. A Faraday cage is a grid of conductive material. When energy strikes the surface of this material, it is then transmitted and dispersed.
Not smell.
The energy from passing through.
It won't stop smell.
This is the same technology found in the door of your microwave oven. Through heart rate and muscle movement, your body produces an electrical field that many animals can detect.
Ah, just your
some
normal energy from your body.
Reception.
Surfers then too then
for sure
sharks. I'm guessing they're kind of expensive suits though.
They're not cheap. A full suit for like hunting is like $400-$500.
That's not horrible.
It's not terrible.
I feel like people are spending the money on it plenty. Although I mean they said they were doing really well.
Yeah.
Like I mean people hunters will spend as much money as they want. I mean they just love it. Like
mm-hmm.
they travel all over the world in the U.S. you know, just to hunt. So.
Just to maybe be successful.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, my grandpa always had funny stories about the hillbillies that would come up from Arkansas and stuff and go pheasant hunting there. Pheasant hunting's the big thing there in South Dakota.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the deers are really big too. Like they're big. Their size are big.
Yeah. Whitetail?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
So are you looking forward to, I know you're out of
season right now.
You're out of condition too.
Out of shape. Yeah.
Out of shape as far as, yeah. Are you looking forward to, when's the season start?
It doesn't start up until early or mid October.
Your bow season's around a lot longer, right? Too. It goes to the end of the year then too, right?
Bow season goes all the way through to beginning of February.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's a
nice plus, but I mean, you're still in the beginning stages. Haven't got your first deer yet, which I always fuck with you every year.
Yeah, fuck off.
Wrote a good song about it too. It was good times.
Yeah, mate. Let's wrap this up. let's wrap this one up. Seth, where can we find you?
Oh my gosh, you can find me on Instagram, guys. Hey, bed. I guess I'm going to bed.
Jeez.
Unscripted Banter on Instagram, guys. Please follow us. Whenever you listen to us, please subscribe. Get those notifications turned on so you can always check out our new podcast.
Sure.
For the most part, we're out trying to do Tuesdays and
one other day.
Friday and one other day, which turned into Tuesday and then the next Monday.
Yeah.
So we got three this week, but that's
okay.
Yeah,
you'll get three. Whatever.
It's good. Hey, it's always important for us to want to get consistent with putting out two a week, so we're trying to do that, even if it's running a little late. But Tyler, where can we find you?
You can find me, TLens5, on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com.
Are you usually performing miracles in those locations? Or?
No, just coming back alive every single day.
I really need to snap a picture of this. All right, here, hold Jesus up. Guy.
Let me get the Jesus on the cross.
No. Oh my gosh. Stop right what? Now. No.
Hang on. Let me take my shirt
Get
off.
Out of here. Oh my gosh. That's it. We're done, guys.
Oh, what? You're not going to take my photo now?
I don't need you doing that shit.
Can I just do the praying hands? Praying hands.
Jesus was the only one that died on the cross for us. Just calm down.
Praying hands. Praying hands.
Sure, Tyler.
Is this acceptable?
Oh, Lord. Lord, help him. Lord, touch him. Lord, touch him.
You good over there?
I'm good.
All right. Man, that was some good coffee. This is my first cup of coffee in about 30 days.
How much rum did you pour in there?
None. But it's 1:30 p.m., so it's time for wine. Man, it was a good episode. It's a good episode. Seth. As always,
I think you're falling asleep, Tyler.
No, as always, I don't enjoy our time together. And I'm not looking forward to the next episode.
And you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
Good times.
We love you, fuckers.
But not each other.
Have a great week.